Title: Will the CNPV program see its first birthday? Content: Following some questions we posed about the efficacy and legality of the Commissioner's National Priority Voucher, CNPV, program, the CNPV program or the program, in our 2026 Top of Mind publication, it is again time to ponder the program's future, now that its purported champion, former U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA or the agency, Commissioner, Marty Makary, MD, Dr. Makary, is out of office. When Dr. Makary resigned earlier this month, he left behind an agency in transition, replete with a portfolio of ambitious reform initiatives that now face an uncertain future. None of those initiatives has attracted more attention, or more controversy, than the CNPV program. In the wake of concerns over governance of an influence over the CNPV program, a parallel story is quietly unfolding in the market for statutory priority review vouchers, PRVs, where recent blockbuster sales suggest that industry participants may be expressing a preference for the time-tested, congressionally authorized alternative. Dr. Makary's departure. Dr. Makary's resignation was preceded by the departure of Vinay Prasad as CBER head and chief medical officer at the end of April and the transfer of Sarah Brenner, MD, in April, from FDA Principal Deputy Commissioner to the Health and Human Services, HHS, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, and followed by the departure of Tracy Beth Hoag as Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, CDER, acting director in mid-May. Dr. Makary, Dr. Brenner, Prasad, and Hoag were all closely involved in the CNPV program, with the latter three being former council members. Kyle Diamantas, former head of the FDA's food division, has stepped in as acting FDA commissioner and, as such, now chairs the CNPV Council. A lawyer by trade and former head of the FDA's food division, Diamantas may not have substantive scientific or medical product review experience, and may not be closely familiar with the CNPV program's operations and deliberations to date. Further, as chair, the commissioner authorizes council members to perform the functions described in the staff manual and leads council discussions, but, importantly, does not vote on approval of CNPV-designated products. Thus, the actual decision-making power for product approvals under the CNPV program, assuming it remains, will fall to the other council members, which, based on information published to date, consists of the center directors, 1, as well as certain senior and ad hoc advisors deemed necessary by the reviewing team, e.g., subject matter experts. FDA's Chief Medical and Scientific Officer and Principal Deputy Commissioner are also slated to be on the council, but those roles are currently vacant. B. The program survives, for now despite the leadership upheaval, the CNPV program appears to be pressing forward. An HHS spokesperson told Fierce Biotech that there will be no change to the name or direction of the CNPV program at this time and added that additional reforms initiated under the previous commissioner continue to move forward. That said, certain structural modifications are already underway. According to Malika Munker, a staffer in the commissioner's office, the CNPV program will drop the C from its name and meetings with the program's review council will no longer be routinely required for applications. However, a critical milestone for the program's future is fast approaching. The FDA has scheduled a public hearing for June 4, 13 days shy of the program's first anniversary, to solicit broader stakeholder input on the program's design and direction, including criteria for eligibility, the selection process, review procedures, and other implementation issues. Munker wrote, "If we continue the program in some form following the pilot phase, we expect several aspects of the program structure to be formally modified, following the public hearing. The June 4 hearing could prove pivotal. With the program's founding champion gone and the agency in a period of leadership transition, the public record built through that hearing may form the primary basis upon which the next permanent FDA commissioner decides whether to formalize, reform, or quietly wind down the CNPV initiative. See a boom in the statutory PRV market? While the CNPV program's future hangs in the balance, a different kind of priority review voucher mark.